Should we worry about sexting? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. This year, at least 11 states have debated legislation aimed at discouraging the practice of sexting, that is, exchanging erotic pictures by text message. Teenage sexting has gotten a lot of attention in the media and popular culture. It even spawned a television public service announcement by James Lipton, host of Inside the Actor Studio. He's standing next to a teenage boy who's about to sext his girlfriend.
Stefan was having a steamy back-and-forth text with his girlfriend, Zoe. He was about to text her a pic of his junk. Suddenly, a thought came to Stefan. Zoe is a Twitter addict, and the last thing he needs is tweets about his beats. Before you text, give it a ponder.
A new survey from the Pew Internet and American Life Project sheds some light on sexting. The report was based on phone surveys, questionnaires, and interviews with 800 teens. Amanda Lenhart with the Pew Internet and American Life Project, thanks for joining us to talk about your report. I have always suspected that people make too big of a deal out of this sexting thing, that it's not really very common. What does your data say about how common it is?
Our survey data suggests that it's not particularly common. 4% of teens with cell phones who are 12 to 17 say that they have sent a sexually suggestive nude or nearly nude image of themselves to somebody else, generally by a text messaging. Another 15% of teens with cell phones say they've received one of these images of somebody that they know. So not that common, but perhaps common enough. So 1 in 6 teens have received one of these images, but many, many fewer have actually ever sent them.
So what else did you learn about this practice known as sexting from this research?
So we learned that it's mostly older teens that are doing it. Certainly the 16 and 17-year-olds are the primary recipients of these images. The 12 and 13-year-olds are much, much less likely to say they've received them or sent them. We also see that there's actually no gender difference in sending or receiving. I think we had this narrative that we told ourselves that this was mostly girls sending them to boys. But in fact, we see that it is equal opportunity, that both boys and girls are sending them back and forth to each other.
And so how should we view this data as sort of a confirmation that sometimes we make too big of a deal about the scary ways in which teens use technology?
I think what this data really suggests to us is that, once again, technology is making visible to adults in ways that it probably wasn't before the kinds of things that teens have always struggled with. So I think as adults, we often forget about what it's like to be a teenager, the impulsivity, the risk-taking, the trying to figure out how to be in a relationship with other people and how to trust people. All of that now, teens have the ability to record that, to take pictures, to make mistakes. But these mistakes are now more transmittable, more persistent. They can end up on websites. They can end up in people's phones for years. A lot of things that teens have been dealing with forever are now things that we can all see. And I think that's really the difference here. And that's, I think, where the concern lies, is that we suddenly now can't get away from our juvenile mistakes.
Amanda Lenhart with Pew Internet. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, John.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.